Carte blanche, 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 carte blanche.
On est de retour pour la dernière interview dans le studio de Radio Esperanza. Et en carte blanche, Harrison Stafford, professeur qui sort de scène, a décidé de nous rejoindre. Harrison, thank you for coming back. Yes, how was the show? You just was on stage few minutes ago.
Yeah, excellent. It was excellent, you know. For us, it was a great experience with the Belgian people and for me personally to be able to play with Horsemouth and Flabba and Obia and Dalton and all the guys. And it was it's a privilege. It sounds great.
Ouais, donc Harrison nous dit que le concert s'est super bien passé et que Brûlis, c'est de nouveau, comme il nous a dit tout à l'heure, un honneur et vraiment un vrai plaisir de jouer avec toutes les légendes, parce que les musiciens derrière lui, c'est pas n'importe qui. Hein.
Alors il y en a une de ces légendes qui est en face de nous. Harrison, tu peux nous présenter le musicien qui est là?
Sure, yeah. This is the legendary Leroy Horsemouth Wallace, star of the movie Rockers, legendary drummer from Kingston, Jamaica.
Une légende jamaïcaine.
Vas-y, ouais, tu sais, j'étais perdu parce que j'ai vu ses paroles.
Rockers, yeah. The legend.
Hello, thank you for coming.
Yes, thank you very much. Good to be in Belgium. I always love Belgium. I have been in Belgium from 1981 with a DJ named Prince Farai, you know, so... No stranger here. I've been here a long, long time.
Il est venu pour la première fois en Belgique en 1981. Ça a beaucoup changé, la Belgique. It's really different today of the first show you came in 1981.
Well, to tell you the truth, not really different, you know. I gotta tell you the truth. Belgium is a place that always loves reggae music. Belgium always loves reggae music.
La Belgique a toujours aimé le reggae.
In a small club or in a big place, you know, I always love Belgian people. Very close to Africa too, and I always like to walk up and down in Brussels and all those places.
Ils aiment le reggae autant dans les petits endroits que sur les grandes scènes, et c'est toujours un plaisir de venir jouer ici en Belgique. More than in France or in Germany or...
Ah, well, France is awesome, you know. France is very awesome. France is like, you know, I mean, my second home from Jamaica with reggae, you know. But Belgium, from a long time, you know. If it's not France, it's Belgium. If it's not Belgium, it's Germany, you know. Those places like foundation for reggae. When you go there first, you know, you go to Belgium, you leave from England, you go to Belgium, and then you leave from Belgium, then you go to Germany, and you know, that's and those places like our reggae places. Yeah. So Belgium is always in it, all the time.
Emery, pour la traduction.
Mais qu'il parle de pas mal de pays en Europe, tout comme l'Allemagne, qui sont intéressants, des bons endroits pour jouer du reggae. Si je peux prendre juste une petite question, puisque monsieur nous dit que la France est un bon endroit pour le reggae, je pense aussi évidemment à Gainsbourg, hein, qui est allé enregistrer des albums en Jamaïque. Did you play with Gainsbourg also?
Yes, I did.
You played with Serge Gainsbourg?
Uh-huh. Yes, I did. At Top Gang Studio.
Au studio Tuff Gang, il a enregistré les fameux enregistrements reggae de Serge Gainsbourg, quand on vous dit légende. C'était comment cet enregistrement avec Gainsbourg? C'était un grand moment. How was this record with Serge Gainsbourg?
It was very good, and I played with Robbie Shakespeare, and for that, for years, me and Robbie Shakespeare didn't play. He played with Sly Dunbar, so it was good to play with Robbie Shakespeare in that combination, and he make us that, you know, that. It make us come together, you know, after so much years, you know, not playing with Robbie Shakespeare and to play with this French man. I said, wow. But I love Scotch, you know, very much, because, you know, he was very significant for us. He was determined to sing the French national anthem in reggae, you know. And for me, you know, I look at him very bold. And the French legionnaires, you know, they say, to Peter Touch, don't sing, legalize it, you know. And that was ever for me, you know. That was like our revolution in a struggle, you know. And you understand me? Mm-hmm. And I love him for that, you know.
Donc, il dit que donc il a joué à cette occasion-là avec Sly Dunbar et Robbie Shakespeare, deux grands monsieur du reggae, batteur et bassiste respectivement, et que c'était l'occasion justement avec cette musique de Gainsbourg de se réunir avec eux. de rejouer avec eux. Et puis il parle de la Marseillaise, évidemment, enfin la la Marseillaise, hein,
c'est la Marseillaise, ouais.
C'est la Marseillaise. C'était important pour lui de voir Gainsbourg interpréter la Marseillaise. Et puis alors après, je ne sais pas, il fait un parallèle avec la chanson Legalize It. Il dit que
It was like Legalize It.
C'était aussi important que Legalize It, c'est ça?
Yeah, it's like you know, Serge was like for revolution ideas, you know, and so to see him stand up for those things, like when they didn't want Peter Tosh to sing that song, he's showing him that, you know, Horse Mouth loves him for the fact that he stands up for people's free will.
C'était important pour toi de suivre Harrison dans ce projet, professeur. It was really important for you to go with Harrison in this project, in professor project.
Yes, very much, because if you listen to reggae music for a long time, all the singers that do protesting, all the singers that do protesting, at one time I didn't want to sing play for no singers, only if they are just protesting against the system. I just not in the business for just money. I have my duty to stand for social justice and equal rights for everybody, no matter what color they are. And if they have a song and they want me to play on it, that's my job as a drummer. That's what I think I'm for, to like to do something for, like Marcus Garvey, Bob Marley, Martin Luther King, you know, Nelson Mandela, you know, all those people. So it was very good. Like to play for Professor Harrison. Professor Harrison is a special person. He's a Jew, and he is at family at the West Bank, East Bank, East Jerusalem, and he defends everybody, Palestinian, Israeli. You know, he doesn't matter. He only want peace in his homeland. So I love him for that. You know, you understand me. The first time I saw him in Kingston, I saw the Jewish person walking straight in Kingston, and I said, wow, who is that? I want to know that man, you know? So I have him as a special person, Professor Harrison.
Je fais la traduction. Le monsieur s'est mis au service de nombreux chanteurs, et souvent des chanteurs engagés. Et pour cette raison-là, ça lui a fait plaisir aussi de jouer avec Harrison, qui est juif et qui l'a rencontré en Jamaïque, et avec qui il a assez vite sympathisé, et dont il soutient le message, évidemment, en tant que musicien.
Et qui ne défend pas plus les Israéliens que les Palestiniens, et qui veut juste la paix. Ouais, ils se réunissent bien pour ça, quoi.
Bel hommage à Harrison. Quand il te dit, Harrison, quand il explique que dans la bande de Gaza, dans la West Bank, on n'aime pas forcément les Rastas parce que c'est une musique sioniste, quand il t'a dit ça, qu'est-ce que tu as pensé? When he explained us, when he came this afternoon, that for some people in Gaza, in the West Bank, it's reggae music, it's like Zionist music. And when he explains that, what do you think, you?
Well, some Rastas are Judah Christians, you know, and it's like Rastas, we have Naya Bingi Bobo Shanti Ai, that's what we call the order, you know, and you have many frictions, you have the 12 tribes, you have the Bobo, you have the Naya Bingi, you have the Orthodox Church from Ethiopia, and all those people, they are included in, as Rastas. We are all different thinkers. You know, we are not like denominations, like churches. We just think different, but we are of the same order. You know what I mean? So, for Harrison's, it's like this almost the same thing. In Israel, you have different thinkers of peace to the Palestinians. You know, and you have people in Jewish people. They want two states, you have some want one states, different thinkers, you know, just like Rastas, we have different thinkers, and we have different ways. So I think unity, you know, unity is a thing, you know.
Yeah, man.
Ben voilà, comme tu relançais, Étienne, sur la question d'une remarque de gens de Gaza qui disaient qu'ils n'aimaient pas trop, enfin qu'ils associaient les Rastas à la musique.
À la musique, au sionisme.
Au sionisme.
C'est ce que nous expliquait Harrison cet après-midi.
Voilà, c'est ça. Monsieur répond que bon, il y a aussi différentes. C'est lié par la religion. Les Rastas et les Juifs, ils ont des choses en commun, mais il y a aussi des deux côtés, de part et d'autre, différentes manières de penser, différents personnages qui font partie de l'histoire Rasta ou pas, qui ont différentes positions aussi par rapport à ce que doit être un État, etc. Voilà, un petit peu. Mm-hmm. Et justement, je peux juste rebondir un petit peu là-dessus. C'est vrai que like de sioniste, de some Rasta wanted to have a land in Africa and to say it's our land, that is our land, we must live there. So the comparison is possible, I think. I understand. Maybe
it's possible, but still on a different note. The whole repatriation was really made alive when Selassie gave Shashamani. Mm-hmm. So unlike Israel, mm-hmm. a portion of Israel, of Ethiopia, was set aside mm-hmm. for Rastas from mm-hmm. Jamaica. Mm-hmm. So it's similar, but it's different.
It's different because it was in a country that existed already, and it was just a part of
it. It would be as if, you see, before it was all different because Jordan really handled most of it through the British, the Kingdom of Jordan, yeah?
Jordani.
Exactly, yeah. So it's different than that, but it would be as if someone from Jordan said, we're going to give a portion of Palestine for the Jews to come. That's the same as Selassie mm-hmm. giving Shashamani to Rasta. Mm-hmm. So it's not that, you know, that didn't happen.
Yes, yes.
So for Rasta, there is a home in Ethiopia for them, mm-hmm. given to them by the Emperor of Ethiopia. Mm-hmm. So it's there for any Jamaican to go. Mm-hmm.
But we Rastas, we say Zion because of the Bible. The Judeo-Christians, some Rastas, they are Judeo-Christians, and they say Zion because they, and the 12 tribe, because they read the Bible, the King James Version, and they think about Holy Mount Zion, you know?
Right.
Mount Zion, Holy Mount Zion. You know, I have even a song like that, you know?
Iron Lion Zion.
You know, it's like, it's a salvation.
But it's the word, you know? It's the word that you get from that Bible background that the Palestinian might say, oh, it's Zionist. But really, it's not Zionist.
Yes, yes.
It's just the word, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's not meant to be like Theodore Herzl. We want, you know, this whole land to be, you know, Israel. No, it's about...
It's a Christian biblical speech, you know?
C'est un mouvement chrétien, et pas forcément sioniste. Voilà, c'est ce qu'ils expliquent depuis tout à l'heure.
And all of those things come before, still. You know, mm-hmm. Zionism came after this idea of Zion, because this idea of Zion was put into Israelis 3,000 years ago, you know, and when Jesus was here, that's
legend,
what he was doing. Huh? Yeah, Zionist. Not legend, King David, you know, if you go to Israel, you're going to get Judah Maccabee on the coins. Yeah, it's Judah Maccabee. That's the word. And Zionism is a modern thing.
Dit que le mot Zion est antérieur en fait à ce concept de sionisme qui a été développé plus tard. Est-ce que tu t'imagines aller toi chanter ces chansons que vous avez écrites, enfin que Harrison a écrit dans la bande de Gaza, dans la West Bank? You imagine yourself playing in the West Bank?
Yes, I would really like to do that. It's like when you play in Trench Town or in Tivoli Gardens or anywhere in the ghetto in Kingston where there's a lot of problems and you know, and people are scared to go there. I always like to play music at those places. I would really like to go to those places. Go to the border of Israel and Palestine and big concert, you know, big reggae concert. Say, come on, let's get together.
Yeah,
Israeli, that's
important, you know?
Yeah, you know what I mean?
People talk about boycotting Israel, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Don't go Israel, don't support. If you go to Israel, you're supporting Israel. So if you're telling me that taking away reggae music from Israel is going to stop and change their minds for the better?
Yes.
Or do you think putting much reggae in Israel will change their mind?
Yes.
I bet you that putting much reggae music will change.
Il dit qu'il faut mettre encore plus de reggae, c'est ça, Emeric, pour changer l'état d'esprit en Israël.
Parce que bon, voilà, il y a aussi un discours qui dit qu'il faut boycotter Israël, et lui pense que c'est pas comme ça qu'il faut faire. Au contraire, dire non, on va pas jouer en Israël parce que on veut pas. Non, il faut aller jouer justement. Là-bas, pour essayer de faire changer les choses.
Mais Harrison, en même temps, est-ce que tu t'imagines faire écouter du reggae à des combattants du Hamas ou du djihad islamique? Est-ce que tu imagines cette scène?
Do you imagine
the people like from Hamas or djihad islamique listening to reggae music today, you know?
They're going to start with our album. Yeah. No, they're going to start. When they hear Intifada and those songs... They're gonna
Harrison
hear music for them.
Ils vont commencer avec cet album justement because
avec la chanson Intifada.
Avec la chanson Intifada, parce que les paroles, because the lyrics are for them, you know.
No? Yeah, of course. East Jerusalem, yeah, for sure. So if they thought it was Zionist before, I hope when they get a copy of our album, they will see a reggae music for them. Yeah, and for Israel too.
There's a wonderful thing about reggae music. It's not Western, it's not Eastern, it's not Northern, it's not South. It's just international. Reggae has become so international now. I think Muslim love it. When we play in France, there's a lot of Muslim. Jewish people love it. We have Jewish people that come to Tuff Gong to do recording reggae. Another Jewish group come to Tuff Gong in Kingston to do reggae.
Il explique qu'il y a des groupes juifs qui sont venus au studio Tuff Gong
So we soon get some Palestinian, and I bet you with this that we're doing now we can get some Palestinian because reggae is a mixture and people can feel.
They're there, man. They're there. Yeah. They're under the ground now. No one knows about them, but they're doing it. It's changing.
Dit que oui, effectivement, il y a des personnes qui jouent du reggae, mais que pour l'instant, ils sont vraiment sous la couverture, on va dire.
Mais qui font des choses.
Mais qui font des choses, ils bougent.
Ça va arriver là bientôt.
You know, there's a difficult in some of the more you talk about Hamas and then more of the real ultra orthodox versions of it. I guess you would even say militant, you know, of it. They see things different, you know. They can't quite overcome those kind of things. So even music is different for them, because as the Quran speaks about the time of Muhammad, and Muhammad in Mecca talks about the cobblestone, and people used to pray to false idols through music. So trying to put music even in that society is very difficult because they have walls against music, because music in the Quran at the time speaks about it as a sin.
Rencontrer des vrais musiciens jamaïcains, ça peut être précieux pour eux. Tu penses que ça peut vraiment changer des choses? To meet some real people, real Rasta from Jamaica, it can be interesting for changing the things in the West Bank, you think?
Yes. I think so, because right now, I think me and Harrison, we slightly have a different thinking about this reggae. For me, I remember Bob Marley, you know, and we were, you know, I think reggae has break a lot of stones, a lot of hard stones, and I think reggae would be a very interesting music for Palestinian people.
Yes, ma'am.
Trust me. I always sit and I know this. I stay in Kingston and I think about those people in Palestine, and I know reggae music can do something for them. Let them think. It is reggae music is Muslim too, and it is Israeli too. You have to understand this. When we make this music, we have everybody in mind. Everybody in mind. Mm-hmm. Every concept and everything. So we make this mixture of music. And I see we go to South America, North America. We are right now in Belgium now. And I can tell you, reggae music gonna do a lot for Palestinian and for Israeli too.
Yeah, man, 100%.
I feel it.
When I was a young kid, I used to have a dream of putting a sound system on top of Mount Olives and rumbling all of Jerusalem until things change, you know? 24 hours a day sound system. But I would be kicked out of there in seconds. That was my dream as a kid. Bring him down with rumbling reggae.
Oui, donc en gros, il nous disait que pour eux, enfin, Ouais, le reggae était de toute façon une musique qui était faite pour tous, et que quand il pensait à la musique ou quand il pensait à ses textes, oui, il y pensait en pensant à tout le monde. Il faisait pas de catégorie entre les gens, qu'importe la religion ou autre. Et voilà, et que quand il pensait aux Palestiniens aussi, il se disait que le reggae était fait pour eux et que, au contraire, ça pouvait leur amener, cette musique pouvait leur amener quelque chose.
Oui, et peut-être, enfin, peut-être aussi un parallèle entre Kingston, la Jamaïque, et la bande de Gaza. Où, bon, Kingston, la Jamaïque, c'est aussi une petite île, et c'est vrai que bon, on peut s'y sentir un peu à l'étroit, tout comme dans la bande de Gaza, quoi. Ça n'a jamais été facile non plus en Jamaïque. Hein. Enfin, je sais pas, il a parlé de Kingston.
Ouais, ouais. Le côté ghetto, c'est
I
ça.
I see, yes, a relation between this small territory of Gaza and people that have not a lot of space, and I don't know, in Jamaica also it was quite difficult for social living.
Yes, just the same thing in Jamaica too. We are, and I think Palestinians know that we face the same problem like them. We are in small places, some places in Jamaica. Yeah, you have good places in Jamaica, rich places, and you got very poor places, like where I was born in Trenchtown, you know. And so there are divisions there, and this music that I'm telling you about, it comes from the people from the ghetto.
Mm-hmm.
That's where I was born. I've been hearing Junkunu, Pokominiana, Bolero, Cha-Cha-Cha, all kind of music. We take music from South America, from Cuba, all over the world. We were colonized by people music, so we all play back all those music in reggae. You understand me? From all those different countries.
Oui, donc en fait, il nous dit qu'en Jamaïque, il y a plein de super beaux endroits et plein d'endroits très pauvres d'ailleurs. Les ghettos, en fait, notamment là où lui est né. Mais il rappelle que le reggae, c'est quand même la musique du peuple, la musique des gens. Et en Jamaïque, en fait, ils prennent des choses qui les intéressent un peu partout. Ça peut être du cha-cha, de la musique sud-américaine. Et juste, ils font de la musique. À un moment, on a appelé ça le reggae. Mais en fait, chacun joue la musique qu'il a envie de jouer en reggae.
Merci beaucoup d'être venu nous rejoindre ce soir et de parler. C'était un bon moment de radio, très intéressant.
Merci.
Very interesting.
Yeah.
Thanks again.
Yeah, we could speak hours and hours. Huh?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, especially, I mean, Horsemouth is, you know, if you have any questions about Bob Marley time or Peter Tosh time or anything. It's
just, I want to...
20 questions
right.
Like that.
Well, let me see.
We can, yeah, if you start to speak with about Bob Marley or something like that, we can just stay here and sleep and days and days.
But next time, next time.
Maybe we can just finish and you can, if you want, sing something.
Parce qu'ils sont fatigués, il faut qu'ils partent après.
Lui voulait, nous a dit dans le couloir, mais if you want, you can do, if you don't want.
No problem. I have a song, it's called Brenda. Good to sing for the people.
Okay, let's go.
That's my song. Yeah, well, this song is named called Urbanda, you know, do a very long time ago. For Lee Scratch Perry at the Black Hawk Studio, and it's called the Herb Vendor. Yes, someone walking down the alley, typically, hey, I with my crocus bag of Cali, officially, say, so I'm calling Brother Wally, and Full Dread Sally, say, the commentator said this a Cali, officially, hey, listen. I had the herb vendor, yo, the full child blender. Listen up, I surrender to no other gender. And I herb vendor, yeah. And if you think I just a me a jester, you just a me around the corner. Wow, for this a Cali, hey, real cold Cali. So I'm walking down the alley, yeah, typically, hey. I with my crocus bag of Cali, say, officially, hey. So I'm calling Brother Wally, and Full Dread Sally, say, come and taste of this Cali, officially, say, what is the Fale Cali, it's officially, say, what is the Fale Cali, it's officially, hey, Professor, take a taste of this Cali. It's officially. This is your man, Awesome,
yeah.
Star of the movie.
Nice one. Yeah. Irie.
Belgium. Belgium, bless.
Merci.
On termine en beauté comme ça, Titus.
Voilà, il y a trois concerts. C'est vraiment unique ce que vous avez ce soir. Trois concerts de Harrison sur ce concept professeur. Demain, vous jouez en Bretagne, je crois. Tomorrow, you're in Britain, no?
Is that true? We have no idea. Sounds good to us, man. Yeah.
Crozon? Crozon, no?
Yes, ouais. Yeah, that's right.
Really nice festival. You will love it. Hein?
Okay.
You will have a good time. And Sunday, you're in Reggaeton Ska. It's like
Reggaeton
home
Ska,
for you, no?
Yeah, Medoc style. Yeah, for sure.
Sounds good.
C'est un peu la maison parce qu'il y a toute la production d'Harrison qui est par là-bas au Reggaeton Ska. Et je pense qu'ils vont avoir aussi du bon moment avec pas mal d'amis dans
les
parages.
Mais ça va être bon, il y a de la chance.
Merci d'être passé. À bientôt.
Merci.
Merci encore.
Merci. Thank you.
Thank you. Ooh.